Live.
Holy God, we are. What happened? What's going on, everybody? If you guys are watching now, actually, I need to pull up the stream. I can see these lovely comments. It says the live stream will begin shortly. It's already started!
I was going to say, there's comments already. Travis and Travis.
Yeah.
He was already messaging me on Steam.
Yeah, he was telling me that Dallas clarified that. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, I see now. Let me turn that down. All right, guys, this is episode 47 of GCN's Gamescast. I'm your host, the KZ, Chris Gillette, along with the combo breaker, Dallas Reese. And Brett, I had a good one for you, and I forgot all what it was. So I did. I was thinking about all week. I was like, oh, the loot machine, Brett Bachman. I was like, I had a good one that was way better. But Brett Bachman himself. You guys can follow him and his gamer tags. You see, we have them down below and our Twitters and all that good stuff. So, what do you guys been up to? Father's Day stuff, I'm guessing?
Yes.
A little kind bit.
Yeah. A little bit. Just a tad bit.
Just a little bit. Nothing special?
Dinner at mom's for me.
Dinner at mom's?
Was
it Chinese?
Lex collection.
Lex. The Lex collection. That's yes. You purchased that your like your own gift or someone else got
it? No, my wife got it for me.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. She thought the show was awesome too.
Need a sound effect to go. Aww.
I just well, the only one we really have.
I don't think that's suited you.
That's not appropriate. No.
No. That's exactly.
That's the appropriate thing. Whenever I opened up my loot crate and got a Matrix. Puzzle. That was the one.
Oh boy, wah, you are the chosen one.
I didn't get to see my dad. We actually, like I was telling Brett, he ended up going to Landon's, my nephew's, baseball game. It was like a state championship thing. But later on that night, he was like, hey, he got Grid, his like favorite racing game on Steam, and it was actually downloading, but in the process, I was like, well, I don't have that yet. So we jumped on the Windows Store, and there's a game. It's actually a mobile game, too, but it's a port to the Windows Store called Asphalt 8 Airborne. It's kind of like Burnout. So we played that, which is pretty cool. It works really well, surprisingly. So we played that for like 2 or 3 hours. We're having a blast. It's a good time.
Nice.
I haven't played any games with my dad in ages. So it looks like he's turning into a big Steam nerd. So he's got a new controller for his game PC, a big-ass headset. It like glows and all kinds of... I'm like, how much money did you spend on that? He's like, I don't want to say... He has like a surround sound for his PC, a big ass monitor. I was like, where did this come from?
I don't know why, but a picture of dad saying, don't worry about it, boy.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, boy. Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I had a good time. You guys play anything cool? Any cool games over the weekend?
Brett,
I'll let you go, man. Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you go
first.
I've convinced a couple of my friends to pick up Grand Theft Auto, so we've been hitting Grand Theft Auto online pretty hard.
Nice.
Trying to get them leveled up so we can get in and do the heists. And then beyond that, been hitting the crew, the free game from Xbox this month. So, and
okay.
That's actually a pretty solid arcade driver. So.
Someone's getting a message from the Great Beyond.
Something.
Move your phone away from the computer.
No, I don't get any messages or anything. It's not me. I just have the live chat open. Yeah, I forgot that was even free. I was waiting for that, and I've been playing other games. So.
Yep. Still so you're enjoying time.
So you're enjoying that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
It wasn't as fun playing it solo. But you get a friend in there, and you start running, and you start doing the things where you gotta, like, take out a truck or something like that, and that becomes a blast. Because you know, I recorded one last night where he hit the back end of the truck and it spun out, and I was just in the right position to be able to cream it whenever he got it spun out, and it was like, no, that's just perfect. That's the way you want it to go.
Nice. Yeah, I know Garth has been. He's been playing that game quite a bit. He's been wanting me to get it, but I'm like, hey, I got free on Xbox Live coming, so there's no sense in me buying it.
Yeah. I thought they gave it away free for PlayStation Plus at one point in time.
No, sadly, I wish. Travis says Doom. He's been playing Doom a lot.
Yes, we know Travis.
And he said, your dad? Weirdest Monday ever. Okay, I don't know where you're going with that, but... Anyways. I need to get on there and play that.
It's fun. It's a fun playthrough.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely need to check it out. Haven't played Goat Simulator either. Haven't really jumped on Xbox much.
No interest in that.
No interest. I played that for about 30 minutes, and that was about it.
You had your fill for it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it's fun to play around with the physics in it, but...
Oh.
Stick your tongue to, like, a moving vehicle and just glide around. Pretty much like a Tony Hawk type of situation.
Or charge people and see how far you can make them go flying when you hit them.
Yeah.
It's like Goat Out of Hell Simulator is what it ought to be called.
Yeah. This is nothing that really interested me, I don't know. I guess it's not that bad since it's free.
Yeah, I mean... How about it? It's worth 30 to 30 minutes of minor amusement that you get out of it.
There you go. let's see, what have I played this week? A lot of Overwatch, of course. I started playing South Park Stick of Truth on PC, just because I felt like playing. I never really got to play through it. I've seen so many playthroughs, so I never really bothered to play it myself. I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's actually really funny. That's mainly, I just wanted something funny to play, and that pretty much taking the cake, for sure. Kind of looking forward to the new one, Fractured Butthole. The title gets me every time, makes me smile. Did we lose Chris? Because he's been, like, frozen there. All I see is forehead.
Chris.
I think we did lose Chris.
I think we lost him, because when I clicked on his picture, it's just a black screen now.
Yeah, for me, it just shows him on the bottom part.
Well, poo. I guess we keep on going. You know what's really funny about the title of that game was that having read it, it didn't hit at me what it meant until you just said it out loud, and I'm like, oh my god. Yep, that's a Trey Parker thing right there.
Oh yeah, definitely. Trey Parker, Matt Stone, you can tell. Definitely. There he is.
Hey, welcome back.
Welcome back, sir.
I was like, okay, what happened? I was just sitting here waiting, and eventually it loaded back up. So. I'm glad to see the tagline thing pops back up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you have to have it, like, snapped on the side, or no?
No. No, you can take it off.
Just take it off!
Just take it off. Take it. Well, I'm not going to take anything off for anyone. Sorry.
Not during the live stream. That's for the private show.
Yeah, it's after hours. You can actually pay if you guys want to go over to our PayPal account. Throw us some money. What were you guys talking about while I was briefly gone?
I started going into the games I played this week. Just said I played a lot of Overwatch, of course, and I started South Park Stick of Truth on PC.
Okay. You've already played through that game, right?
No, I've watched multiple people play through it, so I never really bothered. But
yeah, I haven't either.
With the announcement of, you know, Fractured Butthole and everything coming out, I kind of like, I was like, I'm going to play through it, why not? And plus, you get it free if you pre-order, but I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to pre-order it just yet, so I just downloaded it on my PC and started playing through it. It has all the DLC and stuff, so I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's funny as hell.
Nice. That's awesome.
Those games, been playing a lot more KI since General Rom's been playable. He's a lot of fun. But the main thing I spent so much time on, and a lot of us have spent a lot of time in, is the Resident Evil 7 demo.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking game.
You played it for, like, 3 hours or something, just playing over and over.
I got, like, a little over 12 hours in that demo.
Nice.
Yeah, for a demo that's only 20-something minutes long, if that.
I spent a lot of time just looking around and just checking out the environments, if there's any kind of hidden thing. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just, that game, it really gets under your skin to where like you're just day in and day out looking up information, trying to find what other people found out.
Yeah, I didn't get super involved into it. I knew you guys did, though. I didn't want to get sucked in. So.
Sucked me in like a vacuum, man. Tractor beam.
Yeah, I've kept it installed, though. I'm I learned the Konami thing. They canceled it when you deleted it, the PT.
Yeah, you were gonna, you lost it.
Yeah, so I hope that doesn't happen with this. That'd be crazy. I doubt it.
I just hate all the trolls that's been going on, though, like Capcom Germany on their Twitter page and stuff, talking about the finger and stuff like that. They're like, all secrets will be revealed, then come to find out they don't even know anything about the finger either, because they're not the ones that made the demo.
Giving you the finger.
Only Capcom Japan knows. So.
Capcom Japan.
They're still keeping things secret. Whether or not they'll bring that to light or not, I don't know.
Yeah. Travis says, real quick, Doom is the greatest reboot he's ever played.
Yeah.
Awesome. Travis, you
like Doom. Every game that he's currently playing, so...
That's true. That is very true.
Division was Game of the Year just a couple months ago, so...
Yeah, that's true.
I remember that.
Not anymore!
Not anymore. Let's see if I can get the comment.
I haven't actually played Division in a couple of weeks now.
You haven't?
It's dying out, man.
Are you looking forward to the future expansions?
Yeah, I mean, I have already got the season pass, so yeah, I'll hop in and check them out.
Nice.
The problem with me is too many of my friends didn't jump into the Division, so I don't have a set team to fall back on, so...
Yeah. A struggle, but hey... Xbox is getting LFG, so that'll be a lot easier for you.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well. What? Anything else? Nothing.
I don't think so. No. Moving on like everyone else from the Division.
Yeah. Anything else?
What'd you say, Chris?
You play anything else?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. No.
No.
Just Overwatch and that Resident Evil fucking 7 demo. Oh, and Rocket League.
Rocket League, nice.
Yeah.
You know, I really like how Evil 7 is, like, put into the name. So cool.
Oh, yeah. Cleverly done.
So good. It kind of hides it really well, too.
Yeah, like, no one knew what the hell that was.
Yeah, it looks like a Resident Evil and a 1, kind of the way they have it, but it's 7.
Yeah, but from what I was reading and everything like that, of course... This demo has nothing to do with the real game other than just showing you what the environment's going to be like, kind of.
Right.
It's going to be a different story, different characters, everything.
Hmm.
So that's good.
That is good.
And more than likely, instead of, you know, Ghost or whatever, which a lot of people never even saw while playing that demo, which is the funny thing. You have to know where to look, but I think they're actually going to be going back to, you know, of course, zombies and stuff.
Right.
This is supposed to take place after 6. And there's a lot of mentioning and hint towards stuff in the demo itself. Like the girl who answers the phone, there's people thinking that that's Ada Wong. If you've ever played any of the other Resident Evil series,
you know she is. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. They're thinking then that's Ada Wong. And there's even things about like how the VHS tape you put in and the house you're in when you first start the demo, they're thinking that those are actually two different houses, even though they look exactly the same. They're thinking the one you're in normally is like a house that was pretty much built as a test facility, pretty much to see how to train like new members that are coming into Umbrella Corp and stuff like that. And just because like minor things are different, like on the side of the microwave, there's a sticker on there that's Simply Gone is what it says. It's one of the 3D engines that's used for the game and stuff like that. They're thinking that just little stuff like that could hint towards it being like a simulation type of situation.
Okay.
And not to mention whenever the guy finds you and hits you, saying, welcome to the family, son. The family is actually a organization that works in Umbrella. It's actually after Umbrella crumbled and they were building from the ground up. You find out a lot about that in 6. Okay. So I kind of actually want to go back and play through 6 just to get more intel.
See, I never played through 6, so I just heard that.
A lot of people ignored it because it was a really bad game.
Yeah.
I mean, the best part about that game was playing Leon's side of the story just because it was the closest thing to Resident Evil. The rest of it, like Chris's side and Wesker's son's side, it was more like action-packed.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
You know, there's also something they took from Silent Hill, and there it says, welcome home on the wallpaper. It's drawn in with, like, pencil or a pin. I don't know if you've seen it. Yeah, I was like, that's cool, though. I wonder if that was kind of a jab at Konami. Like, we're going to do this better.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm already actually, like, I like the demo better than PT. But PT does have a good place in my little heart.
Oh, man, I love the way they did PT. PT actually got me a little bit more on edge than this
one. Yeah.
But then again, I dissected the shit out of this one, so
yeah.
I didn't get to play PT like that. I didn't have a PS4 at the time.
Yeah.
But I am definitely, I'm probably going to be going up to GameStop or something like that this week to pre-order my VR. I'm definitely going to get a PlayStation VR.
Nice, yeah.
Because I have to play this in VR.
Travis says, Doom, game of the year, duh. Yeah, dummy, yeah. No,
it's,
I mean...
It's still too early, there's a lot of stuff.
But if that's your game of the year, then whatever, so be it.
Yeah, that's fine, that's your own personal choice. Doom was good, I will give him that. It is really, really good, like, for a reboot. I can't even really say it's a reboot, because it actually continues. Mm-hmm. But, it was actually really, really good, well done.
Ratatouille, movie of the year.
Diamond Edition Blu-ray.
Lightning-y?
Oh man, I got some Resident Evil 7 news. It's something about like the writer and everything. I want to share with you. I don't know if you know it yet, but me and you are a big fan of the writer. I don't know. I mean, not actually him, but what he's done, his work.
Yeah, so
I'll share that with you when the topics come up. So is that all you played?
Yeah, that is definitely all I played this week.
Nice. I was getting into NBA 2K16. I always want to buy those games. Been playing them since the Dreamcast, but I don't want to spend $60 every year for a NBA game.
Thanks.
So we got it for free.
Got it for free.
Yeah. So actually, there's a story, Spike Lee joint, and I played through that. It was kind of cool, except you don't really get attached to the characters because they don't give you enough time. The story is over in a snap of a finger. Got a bunch of trophies in the process, so I'm not complaining. So I was like, whatever. Played through that and then deleted it. Got rid of that. And I was running through Homefront. I don't even care anymore. I'm just from point A to point B, point A to point B, and I think I'm on the should be able to finish tonight on the last boss or whatever. So get that out of the way, and I'm gonna start up Doom from where I left off anyway. So I think I'm like an hour or two in Doom.
Actually pretty long.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, so about like a good 14 hours or so.
Okay, that'll give me a good chunk of fun.
Yeah,
and then that Asphalt 8 Airborne with my dad, so it's pretty good. And it has achievements, so I was
writing some
of those up on there. Yeah, there's some cool-ass games on the Windows Store has achievements. They already have Hydro Thunder on 360, but I have that on Windows. What was that, Modern Combat 5 Blackout, which is another mobile port, but it's okay. That's really it for me. Oh, well, Vita at work was playing Driver 76, which is a PSP game, though.
Yeah, I saw that you had that posted in the chat.
Yeah, I was dabbing at that at work. That game is crazy. Like, side missions are so much. So I've just been messing around with that. It's like, play for a couple minutes and head back to work. But that's about it for me. It's just about it. I've been wanting to start something older, but haven't been able to yet. I wonder what Julie's up to. I seen she was looking at the messages in the chat, but...
No. Just talking.
Yeah.
Lingering.
Lingering in the shadows.
Probably doing something for her birthday.
Just.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Julia.
Well, her birthday's coming up.
Oh. Well. Oh, yeah, I think should be setting up some stuff. I don't want to say anything. You guys already know who, special guest and vice versa, crossover thing. Let's kind of save it for this week. I'll be announcing some stuff. But. Sweet. They should be on here. It's coming up, I'm going to say Monday or Sunday, most likely Sunday. And then I'll be over on their show on Monday. I was going to say something else. Oh, Julia said that she would probably be completely smashed on the show because of her birthday or something. I don't know. I was like, okay, well, if you want to come on here drunk, then that's up to you. I'm not going to judge you. So, oh, man. Topics. You guys want to jump into some topics?
Let's do it.
We can do topics.
Topic number one, Brett. You wanna kick it off?
You want me to hit it? All right.
Hit it hard. Hit from the back.
Papaya.
Kabooyah.
Let's hit topic number one with a crappy one, so we can get off of the downer from it and get on to the cool stuff. Actor Anton Yelchin, I think I pronounced that way wrong. Passed away yesterday. He was literally ran into by his own car If the name doesn't sound familiar, he is the new Chekhov, or was the new Chekhov in the Star Trek movies.
Yeah, he also played in Charlie Bartlett and Alpha Dog and
a few other movies. Alpha Dog, yeah. See, I'm good with faces, not with names. So when I seen the name, I was like, who?
I didn't notice him by the name either. I just saw like a picture of him, and I was like, no way. He's only 27 years old.
Yeah, I started digging around trying to find out because, you know, you get so many celebrity death, you know, fake stuff, and I'm like, well, no, that's got to be somebody trying to pull a troll, and it's not, unfortunately. Okay. So somebody did a really beautiful piece of artwork for it where it shows him meeting with Leonard Nimoy and the actors who played Bones and Scotty, and Leonard Nimoy is saying, "Welcome, friend. It's, you know, we didn't expect you so soon, but you're welcome here. Of course, you'll want to meet Gene." And it's like, that's really kind of cool. It kind of gives you the concept of the continuity of how well these actors respect each other. So
yeah,
it's a unfortunate thing. So
it is. Yeah, it sucks, man. Always sucks when someone dies, especially like somebody watching movies, TV shows, or music.
Well, and he's 29, and in my viewpoint, I mean, 29, I know you guys are, you know, around that age too and stuff. It's just, that just bugs me horribly because, you know, y'all are just really beginning to get into what life is about and stuff, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny to talk about life, and Veronica was like, "Hey, you got a lot of gray hair over here coming in." I was like, "What?" And she was plugging them out, showing me. I mean, there was like 6 or 7. I was like, "That's crazy. What the fuck?" Nowhere else on my head there's any gray hairs. Like a couple of my beard or whatever, but I was like, "Holy shit."
Yeah, I've been finding some in my head as well.
Yeah, it's crazy. I guess I'm not even that old, but she's like, "Yeah, you're getting old." I'm like, "No." 29. I guess for some people that's old, though, you know?
So. I guess so. Yeah.
Mine's so salt and pepper now, I keep it this short to keep it from showing, so.
Yeah. I'll probably end up dyeing the shit out of mine when I get, you know, to that
point. I'm going to rock the silver fox look, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm all silver, then possibly, yeah. But if I'm salt and pepper, yeah, maybe.
That's your cue to take up the next topic. Let's go.
You know, I was looking up, and I was like, "Oh, is a cricket perfect?" yeah.
Say something, Brett.
Did you say something?
I was gonna say for you know, somebody else to kick one of theirs. I've got other topics, but do we want to do them all? Each of us do all of ours, or we want to do them in circles here?
Run the show. Keep it going. Run laps. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
All right, well, the other one I have is where it could possibly have been leaked what the Destiny Moments of Triumph are going to be for Year 2. For those that don't remember, the Destiny Year 1 Moments of Triumph were certain little things you had to have gotten done before Year 2 started, and you got a little emblem that represented that you had gotten that done. So, with the possibility of those having been leaked, it might let people get started on what is going to be necessary for that. I'll just run through them here real quick. There's just a few of them. It's Challenge of the Elders. Complete the Elder Sigil Scorecard in the Prison of Elders. The Plays the Thing, complete the Taken King main quest line culminating in Regicide. The Third Element, equip a fully leveled Year 2 subclass on any character. This is Amazing, complete the Crucible quest line culminating in the Mountaintop. Eris Morn's Revenge, collect all 50 calcified fragments. A Blade Reborn, complete any of the exotic sword quests from Shax. Return to the Reef, complete the April quest at the gates and return to the prison. And the Sword Logic, defeat our Oryx in the Kingsfall raid on hard difficulty. So, I've really only got a couple of those left, so.
Damn.
Nice.
I always tell myself, I look through my download list on PSN and I'm like, I see Destiny all the time. I'm just like, download. I don't know. Should I just?
It's not really worth it unless you have the take.
Start up. Well, right, but I was thinking about just completely starting over from scratch and just going through the basics and then getting the DLC.
Well, that's like, the whole thing about that is the way they made it now. You can rush straight through everything, and if you don't have like new content, it's really not that worth it.
See, that's what I was saying. Should I just rush through and then?
I would just get the Taken King in general, just because like a lot of the stuff that there you have access now, you'll be able to level up a lot faster that way and get caught up in no time. They made it really easy to catch up.
That's good. That's good to know. So.
And Rise of Iron is going to require you to have the Taken
King. The Taken King. Yep, I saw that. I was looking at pre-orders and stuff on PSN last night just because I was checking out the rest of what was left of the E3 sale and stuff, and I saw Taken King still on there. And then I saw the Rise of Iron, and I saw that it was like, you have to have Taken King in order to even pre-order this. I was like, damn!
Sucks. Straightforward.
Yeah. Doesn't surprise me, though, the way they've been treating that game with, like, microtransactions and all their DLC. You're like, you're going to spend $30 now to spend $40 pre-ordering this. Like, Jesus. Haven't we thrown you enough money?
Jeez. Come on, man.
I was a little disappointed in year two in the fact that they said that all the DLC would be paid for by
the microtransactions.
And at first I was like, okay, well, that's cool, because then those that want to do it can and those that don't. But then the content that they put out there, like the races.
Yep, that's exactly what you paid for.
Come on, that's not content. That's seasonal stuff that people put up for free all the time.
Yeah.
So don't give me that bullcrap.
That's Activision for you, though.
Yep.
I guarantee that's what did it.
I would expect to see in year three them to continue the microtransactions and to have paid content added on to it in addition.
Yep.
Because one of their guys had said that by what they have seen, both are completely feasible. So if they think both are feasible, then they're going to try to milk every dollar out of it.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. And, of course, there'll still be people that'll actually spend that money to get that stuff. So there's people that are actually diehard fans of Destiny. Like, I kind of feel bad because there was a buddy of mine that was, me and him shared my account, and I pretty much purchased Destiny so he could play it also. And he played Destiny every day since it launched, every day. Still to this day, he would play it. And I took my account away from him. And I haven't seen him touch Destiny once just because he doesn't have it.
Right.
Damn. I just kind of thought that was a little funny, but I was like, sorry, pal.
You're like, yeah, man.
I haven't talked to him in a while, so I was like, yeah. And then Reborn was like, well, let's share accounts. I was like, all right, fine. It's been 3 years. He's had it for 3 years. He's had a good run.
That's good. It's so delayed, like, I turn away, and you guys are still clapping. That's funny, though. I like it.
The stream will get it.
Yeah, they'll get it. It's fine. So, Destiny. You guys impressed at all with the E3 showing? They didn't show much E3. They showed it before, right? All the new expansion and all that? Right, you already got, like, the season pass. You get that, or you had to pay for it again?
You have to pay for that again. You
have to pay for
year three, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. But I went and I put a pre-order down on it so I can get my posters and stuff, so.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think they should have done something different for, like, pre-order stuff, like the Gjallarhorn. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Well, here's the thing, is it's the Iron Gjallarhorn, so it's just a Gjallarhorn with a black paint job. And the original Gjallarhorn's available with a quest line. So, literally, it's just getting the Gjallarhorn without a quest line and in black. And it's like, that it just takes it away even more. But, I probably would have picked up something, even if they hadn't offered anything for that, because I just want to check out, you know, the rest of the story for it, so
they should have gave us a lot more in the first run anyway. But that's the only thing that sucks is they want you to pay so much for all of this. Like, each expansion's been pretty pricey, and even rebuying the game fully. Like, they had another hard disk release. I mean, I guarantee the Iron, Rise of Iron will probably have one, too. I would not doubt it at all.
Oh, yeah.
But, I was talking to one of the guys at GameStop when I was up there, because I wanted to find out if they were going to be doing a collector's edition, because I have the other two collector's editions. And he was saying that he doesn't believe there's going to be a collector's edition because there's not going to be a physical disc copy sold this time.
Well, good. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have to pay for, like, two separate expansions or two different limited editions or collector's editions for the same game. It's, like, the same damn game. It's not a two, or it's not a sequel. It's just adding more content. But it really sucks because Destiny, like, it gets so much hate because of what they're doing with all these different packs and prices and stuff, when the game is actually really solid. Like, the game, the gunplay, I haven't really played many shooters that are that smooth. Like, the multiplayer is actually really, really good and fun.
Yeah, it is. Now they do heavy tournament stuff for that, too. I wish we could get an esports following, but not yet, really.
It's really hard with games like that, just based on like how it's all gear-based.
Right. I can see it possibly in the future, maybe.
It depends on how they do the sequel, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to that, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
The funny thing about the issue with them buying the new expansions and everything is this has been done on PC for a while. I mean, EverQuest had 50 billion expansions. I don't know what expansion World of Warcraft is on, and they're just kind of following the same thing, but, you know, this is new for a console, so...
Yeah. And you notice, the last expansion they were saying it's only Xbox One and PS4. So they're really trying to push
that. Thank God.
Yeah,
they need to do that, because 360 and stuff, I mean, sorry to those who still have to run on those consoles, but it was just holding anyone who has to make games for those consoles, or when they're having a new-gen console game release, it just kind of holds them back, because they have to tone something down to where it's not dramatically different from, you know...
Same with MK10 and Injustice?
Yeah, they canceled them. Well, not Injustice, Injustice was for 360.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. So, I mean... I don't know. Anybody got ported, but...
Yeah, which was a shit port, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Got a free place. I played it, but I didn't really...
The game itself, like, the gameplay, like, you fighting is great, but the story is shit. Like, holy
crap. I played
crap.
With you on 360 when you were here.
Yeah.
That was fun.
The story on 360 and everything, it looks really smooth, but there's so much frame drop and everything in the, like, the PS4, like, the Ultimate Edition or whatever you want to call it. It's so bad. Yeah. I was watching, because of all the Injustice 2 hype, Maximilian did a stream where he was going to go back and play through Injustice and everything, the story, and it was just so hard to watch just because of how bad it looked. It was funny, because it looked so cheesy, like, when it's in, like, a cutscene, and then it would go straight into game, and it looks, like, 10 times better. It's like, whoa, look at the change. It's so weird to see how much it changed.
Because reverse of what you normally get, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly what got me. It's just like, why does he look so weird here? And then all of a sudden it goes into gameplay. It's, oh, now he looks cool again. Okay. And just for shits and gigs, he went and played through Mortal Kombat versus DC, which made me laugh even more because that game's so bad.
Yeah. I remember they had a massive DLC planned for that game and then never seen the light of day.
And then, boop.
I don't think it did very well. That's why.
No. It was so badly done.
Yeah. But for the time, it sounded so cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So you realize that the Boy Scouts at DC would never allow for the blood and guts of a Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah, you get kind of
a toned-down Mortal Kombat game with DC characters in it.
You just see them get beat to death, but no blood or anything.
Nope. Injustice is probably... I mean, it gets pretty violent with like some of them. Yeah. But they still don't really show much. If you played the story in Injustice, it was actually pretty gnarly. Like some of the stuff Superman would do to some of them heroes is kind of fucked up. Shazam especially, I ain't going to say much just in case any of you haven't really said anything or saw it.
Yeah. But they should put something in there like, he's dead, or she's dead. There's no blood or anything, but okay.
There's been some hints and teases to some characters that are going to be added to the roster. Because in the last game, it was rumored, well, not rumored, in the story anyway, Black Canary was already dead because her and Green Arrow always have had a thing. And since she was dead, people were like, ah, so she's out. Well, this time around, Katie Cassidy, the girl who plays Laurel, and aka Black Canary, in the Arrow TV show, she's actually posted pictures on Twitter of her with mocap dots and stuff all over her face, and she was already rumored to do a voice inside Injustice. And what better voice to do rather than, you know, Black Canary? Because I guarantee with all these, since Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, and all that's on CW, I guarantee there's going to be like some kind of CW skin pack, since they can pretty much work that in anywhere. And they already had Arrow, the TV show Arrow skin, and his voice, Stephen Amell's voice, in Injustice for Green Arrow. So I can definitely see them doing that for the Flash, Supergirl, Black Canary, and him. So it'd be pretty simple.
Hell yeah. Well, shit. That's topic number two, right? Topic
two. Yeah.
Longer for a little while. Destiny. Longer than I expected.
Yeah, and somehow it went into Mortal Kombat.
Longer than I played it. That was stupid. Dallas, what you got?
Actually, one of the topics I have is from something that happened last night. And I actually had to experience this firsthand. I was playing some Overwatch last night, and I'm sitting there messing around with Hanzo, trying to snipe people. Then next thing I know, someone comes up on me. My game, I completely stop moving. Then I teleport into death, over and over and over. Come to find out, Blizzard got DDoSed. Guess who's behind it? Lizard Squad.
Oh boy.
And they actually got a hold of, they actually went on Twitter, and a user named Applejack, he has taken responsibility on the behalf of Lizard Squad, and he said, "The fact that you let a couple of pixels affect your entire day is just sad, in a way. I'm doing y'all a favor. But don't worry, this is just some tests before the main event. You can go back to your sad life semi-soon."
Says the guy that has to fuck with other people's fun to have fun.
Exactly.
What a prick. Just because everybody else is having a nice time with their friends online, and you're sitting all alone, you want to fuck with everybody else's evening. Okay.
Yeah, so they're hinting at something else is going to be going down, the main event, so what's that going to be about? I wonder.
Main event? Oh, is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, that's what he said. This is just some tests before the main event.
Hmm.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. I mean, all they do is just get their name out there being dickheads, so... If you've got to troll people in order to have fun, you seriously need to take a look at your own life. Don't be talking about other people having fun playing with a couple of pixels.
Jesus. For fuck's sakes. I'm guessing they...
Get a fucking life!
And it happened to be on Father's Day, too, so maybe they're like, hey, fucking quit playing your games. What time was this, anyways?
This is around, 10:30.
Oh, 8 p.m.? Okay, never mind. Mm-hmm. Fucking assholes.
But it lasted for a while, because I was playing, and then Maximilian was streaming. He had, 5,000-some viewers watching him, and you could see the lag just kicking in. A lot of people couldn't even sign in. I mean, it was just a lot of different stuff.
That's crazy. Jesus. Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
That is. Fucking bitches, man. I wonder what the grand finale. Are they going to take down the servers for, a long period of time, or are they going to...
It may not even be something to do with Blizzard, and might be testing it with them. You never know.
Right.
They might be doing something for... I know there was rumors about them and Anonymous maybe doing something for the election and stuff like that, for the presidential elections. And
wow.
A bunch of different stuff. Because a lot of them already hacked into a lot of stuff for Trump's campaign and released a lot of his personal information and stuff like that from what I was reading.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how that's going to go, when the numbers are showing up during the election. If they're going to change all crazy, we're going to see some... for the opposite vote. Oh, man. It's going to be crazy. I'm telling you, man, that night is going to be chaotic. Fucking insane.
They're going to be rioting in the streets!
Yeah, it's going to be... Fuck. I don't even want to... I'm going to stay home and just chill out. Oh, man.
Pack your bags, sort of move to Canada.
Yeah, something, yeah. Well, I'm going to call Laszlo and Alex and have them come pick us up.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So that was your topic, Dolph?
I'm still, like I said, I've been asking if it's too late to get Cthulhu on the ballot so we can have a lesser of evils in order to vote for.
All right, you want to go on the next topic?
Yeah.
All right. Mine is, is it you or me? Which way does it go? You got another one?
I had a mention.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, go ahead. I didn't know who was going next.
So how long have you guys noticed Mighty Number 9 has been, like, held back and everything like that for a couple years now, right?
Yeah, lots of delays. Okay.
Now that people finally got in the game, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that it was funny the first few times they delayed, they were like, oh, it's a bunch of leaderboard stuff isn't going like as expected, and a lot of people are like, no one cares about online. Just give us a single-player game.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking... It's same creator from Mega Man, but...
Yeah, they just want the successor to come out already so they can get their hands on it and play what they love. But the game's already coming out or is out, and people have already played through it and reviewed it, and turns out it is a very dull, shitty game compared to Mega Man. It is nothing like it, apparently. It has very iffy and shitty platforming and stuff like that, dull bosses... The voiceovers are crap. It seems like a lot of the people that like backed it up in the Kickstarters are wondering where did all our money go? Like, what was the point of this? A lot of people are pissed off about it right now.
Like,
one of the main things going on, or people talking about it anyway. I thought that was kind of crazy. Like, they didn't really seem like they took that money and put a lot of time and love into what they were supposed to be spending so much time on.
That's what it sounds like.
Maybe it was all the platforms this thing was supposed to be on was what did it.
Yeah, it's even going to be on the Vita as well.
Yeah, 3DS, Vita, 360, PS3, PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Wii U.
Yeah, I'll get it on sale for Vita or something.
Yeah, like hopefully they'll just give it to us for free.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I wouldn't. If it bombs as much as it's seeming it is, right. I wouldn't doubt it one bit.
I wouldn't doubt it either.
Maybe it'll bomb so bad Xbox will give it to us for free.
I've been seeing that all over Twitter today, like people reviewing it and seeing the scores, and I was like, it doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't look good at all.
No. Shit. That's crazy.
All right, you're up.
Yep. All right, next topic. This will be topic number 4. Resident Evil 7 is written by a Western writer, like, for the first time ever, which is crazy, which is cool, and different for the series. Richard Piercy, the creative mind behind Spec Ops: The Line, which I think was a great game, but one game, actually a series, that me and you love, Dallas, is Fear. He's behind all the Fear stories.
Yep.
So he'll be doing this. It'll be interesting for sure. I thought that was fucking crazy. I was like, oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know that.
Not only that, I heard there's like some members of the PT team that are going to be on that are working with this too.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says Resident Evil series has lost its touch from survival horror roots, and they think that Richard Percy could bring it back to the glory days. I think he can, man. That's what I miss, man. He's familiar with first person horror, so if they do keep the first person aspect, I think they will. Obviously,
they already confirmed that.
So, that should be...
I mean, it's going to be in VR, for crying out loud. I don't think third person stuff like that's going to work with VR.
Right. So, that's going to be crazy. I just thought I'd bring that up. And
hey, I'm always down to talk RE7. So.
Oh, yeah.
Spent so much time on that game this week.
Oh, yeah. And the second part of my stuff, since this was a big part of E3, Brett, you said you didn't get to catch much of E3... but did you have a favorite announcement or a game or moment or something you've seen that really kind of caught your eye?
And this is probably because of how much of a fan I was of the original, but I really have enjoyed how they've got the Titans acting in Titanfall 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
That fucking, what is that real one? The Ronin? Looks so sick.
Yeah, and it... jumps over and grabs the pilot as he's falling, and one of the posters shows him running along next to him with his hand out, getting the Titan getting shot in the hand, so it's protecting the pilot. And I'm like,
the single player looks good. I really got attracted by the multiplayer. trailer. I was like, holy shit, this
multiplayer looks so badass. Like, especially, like I said, that Ronin Titan looks really sick with the sword and everything. Looks really cool.
The grappling hook looks like a nice addition, too.
Yeah, like, you can actually pull people out of the sky with that. Like, people eject another Titan, you're like, nope! Roadhog from Overwatch, gotcha!
So, what is that laser, like, weapon? I don't know if it looks fucking crazy.
They had a laser in the first one.
Really? I haven't seen it.
Talking about? Yeah, it's just a charge.
Oh, okay, a charge.
Yeah,
and this maybe just looks different to me.
I don't know if it's the same one or not. You might have seen something different.
Yeah, it looks.
I don't know why they would show anything similar, but it looks good, man. Like, it's kind of cool how the Titans actually have like a personality now. Like, it's like not just a woman talking to you like over a comm or something like that.
Well, they added a little bit of personality in later on Titanfall 1, where they had some packs that you could unlock as you were playing along. And
yeah.
That's what I was going to say, is it kind of helps me out a bit, because my friends got tired of playing with me because I put Veronica on my Titan, and she'd always say something like, "Welcome back, honey," or something like that, or "I've missed you," and stuff like that, and we'd all be playing, and I would respond while we were playing, and one of my buddies one time was like, "Dude, you and your Titan got a bit of a strange relationship going on." Hey, she keeps me alive, so.
That's true.
It is kind of neat to see that kind of a concept, and I hope that they do that with more than just the single-player version of it, that
you know,
all the Titans have more of a real personality to them, so.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It could be a really sad game as well, if you get emotionally attached to the Titans and the characters. They do a good job of that storytelling.
Yeah.
I mean, it apparently starts you right off with the Titan losing his pilot, so.
Yeah.
Well, and you see, there's one picture I've seen where the Titan was walking down an aisle and putting his hand on the wall to kind of steady himself, and he was missing one of his arms. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
If they make it like Cyborg Justice back on Sega, man, just rip another Titan's arm off and just pop it right on. Let's go!
That was awesome, man.
That game was too good. That was like way ahead of its time. Sega,
yeah.
I love it.
Yes, game. What about you, Dallas? What was your standout game on the show or moment? Man. Or both game moment?
Like, there's a lot that really got me, but RE7, seeing Kojima out there, that was awesome.
I didn't even expect to see
anything.
Nothing.
Me neither.
He's like,
I showed him, I was like, yeah!
He's like, I'm back. Everybody's like, yeah, and laughing.
Yeah, there was a guy crying in the crowd whenever he said that. He's like, oh, yes. I was laughing. But definitely Spider-Man. I am looking so forward to that. Like,
I was going
to
say the same thing.
Spider-Man game. We need a damn good Spider-Man game after the last few. I mean, Amazing Spider-Man, the first one was okay. It was playable, worth it. Second one, not so much. It was just a quick cash grab is all that was.
Yeah. And everything is in-game, too, which it's something I confirmed, so, man, that looks... Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the Easter egg trailer or not, but it is from IGN. I know you don't really care for them, but...
I watched their videos, still.
Yeah, they had a bunch of different things. They pointed out, like, Oscorp and stuff like that.
Oscorp, yeah. I did watch that.
Yeah. Yep, it's going to be crazy, man. And the suit, they actually invented themselves for their own Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's and awesome. I guarantee there'll be downloadable suits or like unlockable suits. They usually always do that in like every Spider-Man game ever. So
I wonder if there'll be any Easter eggs from their own franchises, like Resistance or Ratchet and Clank. Or
that I would not doubt either.
Yeah.
Like there might be like there's like in the past few Spider-Man games, there's been like a comic shop or something you can go and visit, and it has just like memorabilia all over the walls and stuff like a normal comic shop would. You see all different kinds of references there, so I would not doubt they could fit in a video game or something like that. You might see like a Resistance case or something like that sitting there, you know, anything.
That'd be cool.
I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Man, it's going to be exclusive too. I hope it really does well for an exclusive Spider-Man game.
I think it will. I don't think it'll do that bad, and the fact that it's not a movie game. It's not based on the movie whatsoever. It's like its own thing, so I would not doubt that at all.
Those games seem to do the best. So, let's see. Like, what was that? Shattered Dimensions?
Yeah, Shattered Dimensions and what was the other one? Because Shattered Dimensions was a great game. That right. game is really good.
Yeah, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, which is...
I think it was Web of Shadows is the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah, all the ones that aren't tied in with movies, maybe more comic book-based, always really do good. Really good, yeah. So, hopefully this follows in the footsteps. We'll have to wait and see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be my, like, favorite moment for me.
Totally unexpected, man.
Yeah, I heard rumors, but I thought it was going to be Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch, yeah.
So Insomniac.
That's what I was thinking, too.
I really didn't think Insomniac would have it in them, but maybe they do. From the looks of it, they have it.
It looks great. Like, just seeing him like go through that like little cafe hop from table to table.
Oh, yeah.
Glass, I was just like, oh, yeah. Let's go.
This looks so crazy.
All right. What about God of War, man? That game...
I was going to say that.
I was a little disappointed at first, just because I could already tell just by the way it looked when it started, just because I was like, it looks so different, and then you got the different voice actor, and then the fact that it's not hack and slash anymore. I have a really big place in my heart for hack and slash video games. Big fan of Devil May Cry, Bayonetta, all those type of games. Been playing them for years now, and I always have a special place in my heart for those. But I will have to say... this game, they really did a good job so far based on the way it looks and the way the combat seems to feel. It looks
good. Yeah. Yep.
Looks sure. sick.
Man, what do I even say about God of War? I got a real big Last of Us vibe.
Yeah.
The camera angle, his son sitting there. I can't wait to learn more about his mother, because where is she at? Is this take place future? Are they going to do some jumping into the past? I don't know what they're going to do, but this is connected, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and he's keeping his cool, too, which is really weird. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's fucking weird to see this kind of Kratos. But I like it, though. It's nice.
It's nice different. Change. Maybe they're going to try and ease us off of Kratos and make it focus on the sun, maybe. Maybe Kratos will die in this one.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, he's playable through the whole game, from what I hear. You can do commands on the controller with his son, you know, to shoot or to distract enemies, which is cool.
Going to be like a Joel and Ellie type of thing.
Yeah. No Blades of Chaos or anything like that. No Sword of Olympus. Nothing.
So you mean to tell me, finally, after all these years of playing God of War, we're not going to get a super buffed out Kratos at the beginning and then get everything stripped from him and have to go through the entire game to get everything back?
Right.
Let's finally, go!
Finally. His axe is apparently got some kind of emotional attachment to him. I don't know why, but I noticed that when you got the Spartan Rage, the axe had some symbols showing up that weren't there before.
It was glowing. Blue.
Yeah, and you could actually throw the axe down, leave it there, and call fight with your bare knuckles, and then, yeah, just eventually, later on in the game, just telekinesis. I don't know where he got that power from, but that's cool.
Yeah. One thing I was having kind of an issue about, and the only thing I think, you haven't seen enough gameplay to really be able to tell, but thing I liked about God of War before is, like, you always got into these, like, really big hectic battles where there's, like, a bunch of different enemies on the screen. Right. I think with this new play style and everything like that, being more of, like, an action sequence type of fight, action game, whatever you want to call it, right. It kind of seems like it may be toned down a little bit to where you won't have that many enemies on the screen at once.
Right. And there's going to be bigger areas, slightly bigger, they said, than the Tomb Raider new open area,
yeah.
Or hubs. So that's going to be different too. I mean, God of War has been massive on a scale, but you'd only be able to walk a certain path and then look at the massiveness around your landscape, whatever.
Yeah, it's never really been that open. You're always like in a tracked area to where you can only go certain.
And RPG elements on the side of the screen, you can see experience gained for this or that. So, and there's crafting apparently. I don't know. I didn't get to see it, but they mentioned it. So that's going to be weird.
Kind of falls under the Last of Us / Tomb Raider aspects.
Definitely borrowing from those and kind of doing their own thing at the same time. I wonder if he still has the crazy flashbacks of his Calliope and his wife, you know, murdering them, because the gods did say before that he'll always be haunted by that. They would never.
Oh yeah, I mean, look at his skin.
yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's still haunted with all that shit. One question: is Kratos black underneath or is he white?
He's white.
Is he?
Yeah, if you played the...
He kind of looks red to me. Like
He was pinkish, but yeah. Whenever he called upon Ares for the power and everything, and then he was like pinkish and everything like that.
Murdered his family, all the ashes.
Red hot rage!
Yeah, the new voice actor sounds pretty much the same.
It's not that much different, no, but you could tell it wasn't the original.
What TV show is he in? Some sci-fi show. Star something?
Gate?
Stargate, I think. Something silly.
Oh, yeah, Stargate. He was... Crap, I can't think of the character's name. It's been too long since I watched Stargate. he was the Jaffa that was on the team with them.
All right, I remember seeing him on the show. I just couldn't remember what name it was.
Teal.
Yeah, big dude. Big dude, big voice. It works out fine. It's going to be crazy. So that was your favorite game to see, or what was that for you? Just kind of shock? I didn't think they would open with that, really.
I didn't think they would open with it, no. I thought that would be one of their closers. Right. Definitely. Being since Uncharted's out of the way and stuff like that, I figured God of War would be the next big thing, but
yeah,
they just said, nope, we're hitting you right in the face with it, first things first. I was like, damn!
Yeah.
Cool.
For me, a big surprise moment was the Ratchet and Clank, Crash Bandicoot stuff, I'm sorry. When as soon as I heard the music, I got excited, and then I seen the shadow, and I was like, oh, shit. In the
back. Yeah, I noticed it immediately from the music.
Yeah, and it got a little trolled, but I mean, at least they're remastering from the ground up, 1, 2, and 3. So that's pretty insane. Hopefully those do well. We mentioned it before on the recap, E3 recap show, which you guys can go check out. That at least we're getting something. And if everybody supports us, then we'll definitely get another Crash game. So, and they're throwing him a Skylanders, which is kind of
weird. Yeah, looks a little. He looks really, really weird. He looks like a college football mascot.
Right. That's something that made me laugh about it. Who do you play for? I play for the Bandicoots.
three-time champions.
I think it wasn't really a big surprise. It's kind of predictable, but Microsoft announcing the Scorpio, which we knew that was coming, but 6 teraflops. That's a lot of torque. That's a lot. that's crazy. What was your thought on that, Brett? Do you think it was too early? Or do you think they should have waited since it's coming out next holiday?
No, that's 4 years. I mean, yeah, I know our last generation was a lot longer than that, but 4 years previous has been about right for generation. And it's kind of a half step in a generation.
Yeah, we're still in this gen. It just needs more power is pretty much what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, so... No, I think it's pretty cool. I plan on picking one up. I'm not getting an S. I had a friend ask me if I was going to be going out and buying an S. It's like, no, I've got money to save because I got to get a Scorpio when it comes out.
Right.
Yeah. I like the rumors that they might be working with Oculus Rift for their VR.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, I was listening to Phil Spencer on an interview with Giant Bomb yesterday. And he said that if they do VR, that they would probably wait a year or two because they want to keep it on PC, and they think that's the best place to have the VR experiences on the PC, and they kind of don't want to overshadow that on the Xbox. It's like, how are you going to overshadow
the Oculus?
VR? Yeah, the Oculus, yeah. So I was
give us the Vibe. Let's do this. I'd rather have that anyway.
I still think they're going to have VR experiences, though, on the Xbox, because they already did talk about the Fallout VR, and Ted Price was on there mentioning that. So I think they'll have the experiences, but for the full VR immersion, I think they're definitely going to say, hey, Windows 10, we're going to have some VR games on there. And they're apparently doing a crossover thing with Steam with some games. So they do have the old, some older Microsoft games on there, like Age of Empires and other stuff like that on Steam. Yeah. So they said they're not afraid of doing partnership with them. Which is smart.
Yeah. Indeed it is.
What about you, Brad? I mean, would you, if they do VR experiences, or VR in general, you're buying a headset for the Xbox One or Scorpio?
Oh, I'll be getting a headset with a computer that'll run it before they even have that out for the Xbox. But I'm hoping that they go with the Oculus because, well... I want to know which one they're going to go with because by the sounds of it, it doesn't sound like they're going to do their own personal headset but use another, one of the computer sets.
Right.
And I just want to make sure that I have that one already at home.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool to get around with that. I even have a cardboard I picked up now just so I can play around with it, but Yeah, I will definitely be getting one of the high-end high-end ones here. I should probably have it about tax time next year.
Nice. You know, I'll send you that article about the Google Cardboard thing. The doctor did surgery on heart surgery on a child, a little infant. It's really cool, really heartwarming story, so I'll send you the article about that so you can check it out.
Cool. I didn't check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Dallas, you said PlayStation VR, you definitely wanting to get something like that.
Yeah.
If I get one, you get one. I don't know if you've heard of rigs.
Yeah, the mech.
Yeah, that would be something I would really be...
Yeah, it looks fun.
Yeah, wanting to get into. Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, because I saw GameStop has like two deals going on right now. They have a $400, which is just the headset, and then they have a $500 deal that comes with the PlayStation VR Worlds, the headset, a camera, and the Move.
Man, the VR Worlds, that downhill luge game, holy
fuck. That looks fun. Looks so crazy. That and the undersea thing looks pretty cool, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Just lower you in a cage, and it's got, like, sharks coming at you and stuff. That looks pretty neat.
Even if they're one-off experiences, I can't wait to show family. Like, just
exactly. Just get their reaction.
Yeah. Just put this on.
Step into the future.
And they're, like, falling over the chairs.
Wow!
I'm going to love that. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I did that to my mom yesterday with the roller coaster simulator for the cardboard. It was kind of interesting. She was like, "This is why I don't ride roller coasters." It's like, "You're perfectly safe in your seat, Mom. Just watch."
Yeah, kind of safe. even the Minecraft cart, they showed that during the Xbox stuff with the Realms. And he was riding the roller coaster in VR. That still looked really cool. So, shit. That'd be fun. Right at my alley.
Yeah, Minecraft is one of the existing games that I would want to see in VR. So.
Yep. That's coming, man.
I would love to see that.
Yep. That's going to be great. I know Julia will be on board with that. I know that she said that she was sold on VR just by seeing the press conferences and stuff last week. So I don't know which one she's going to get yet. But
Resident Evil definitely sold me.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying Batman VR was...
That too.
Fucking so cool.
They say you didn't really get to do too much. Just because it's like you get to throw some batarangs and you get to put on the suit and stuff like that. But they said it's really interesting. Yeah. And the fact that Rocksteady is still doing it really excites me and makes me curious to how they're going to do the combat. Mm-hmm. Just because the combat's always been so fluid in the actual games, the Arkham games. And just to see how that's going to carry over to VR is very interesting. Another game that they're doing VR for, which I will try it out in because I plan on getting it for PS4, is Tekken 7.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting.
How the hell are they going to do that? The way I'm thinking is it's just going to be, you just get your own personal screen, just right there. I highly doubt you're going to be fighting in first person. That could be, it could be spectating too.
Yeah. I wonder if you can move around the environment, maybe move, change
camera angles. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I was joking around with my buddy John about it, because that's my training partner for every fighting game, just about. Yeah. And me and him played a lot of Tekken.
What up, John?
What's up, if you're watching this? there's a thing in there where you can parry by, say if someone's about to do, a low kick or a sweep or something like that. You can hit, forward and down, the horizontal button and actually, or diagonal button, and you would actually, if you time it right, you could actually parry their kick and then flip them on their ass. Like, I was sitting there joking with him, I was like, if we're actually going to be able to be in first person during this, are we just going to be able to look down and just be like, parry! Parry! He was like, how's that going to work?
That's so sick.
So we're just thinking as it's going to be you're going to have your own screen or something like that. But that'd be interesting to see how they do it.
That would be cool. Yeah. I can't wait to see if they have any first-person party games of sorts in VR. Maybe.
Oh, I'm sure they will, man.
Let's
give
play
us a Leisure Suit Larry now. Let's do this. Let's bring it back.
It's just tag for VR. You're just running around. Tag, you're in. You're just running around. HTC Vive.
Yeah, exactly. You see how long the lines were, in some of those conferences? You could see, just them doing interviews, and then behind them, I forgot who did, I think it was GameSpot did an interview or something, and behind them you could see this long line. It was for VR, but then you, look at it, and it's for, the whole, the porn VR They actually had it set up there, and there was just this long-ass line for it. I was like, wow, that has to be awkward.
And shit like that. That's cool, though.
Yeah. There apparently there's a lot of reports of people still getting sick from the VR experiences, too.
Yeah, sadly.
It's not as bad. Not as bad as it was, but I think it just mainly depends on the person.
Yep.
Like, I'm hoping it's not like reading in a car, because unfortunately I kind of get a little, like, sickness from that. It's not really I don't get sick. I just get a headache. And that's, for me, is I get them all the time, so it's not that big of a deal.
But I'm hoping that if it's going to be a game I really like and want to get into, I don't get sick or have a headache from it.
Yeah.
That's going to suck. Yep.
Yeah, I think the people that are subjected to motion sickness might be subject to getting sick on them, because it's the opposite. Your eyes are telling you you're moving, but your body's telling you you're not.
Yeah. Not to mention like any like delay that there may be when moving your head and stuff like that. From what you see, that also takes an effect too.
Yeah.
But the good news is on that, on both of my demos with the Oculus and with the Vive, I did not have any lag between moving my head and my vision moving. There was none of that, you know, buzzing feeling. And the Vive was set up in like a 4x4 little cordoned off area, so I could actually walk around what I was doing, which was interesting because I kept feeling the cables brush up against my leg, and I was afraid that I was going to get caught up in those and trip. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty cool to see some of that stuff, because that experience, you could literally walk up to the edge of the ship that you're on that's sunk and look over the edge and look down in this huge abyss and stuff. And
that's cool.
Freaking cool. That's cool.
Yeah, speaking of that, PlayStation VR has a game called Rez. It's actually been out for quite some time. It was on the Dreamcast, but now it's in VR. And you're just kind of floating as this android, and you're just shooting constantly.
Yeah, a rail shooter type of thing.
Yeah, you aim with your eyes, and people say that it's the open space you're in. You can just like look down, just like falling into an abyss, and when you're fighting a boss, you actually have to turn around, like in like live space to see him, and you keep shooting at him and stuff. So you're constantly spinning and moving, and they say it looks crazy. So
that's cool. Try that. Like, I hope it gets a little bit more advanced where they can actually like focus and actually see where your eyes are looking at all times instead of having to like move your head. Because you know how accurate like rail shootings could be if you could just look. Goodbye, PC race.
Well, on the Vive demo, there's a game that they call, it's Space Pirate Trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a first-person shooter. And you have these little things popping up all over the place that you have to shoot before they get at you. And one of the things you can do on that one actually you're using their touch controls.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're firing by moving your hands out. I'm waving, you know, here crazily, but you're firing by, you know, literally pointing a triggered weapon at them, and then you can reach back and pull up a shield and then pull back.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Yes, that game looks so smooth and fun, man. I really want to try that.
Because some of the things you can do in that one is, as you see shots coming in, you can literally take a step back.
Go. I watched Markiplier do that.
That's kind of reminds me of, what was it? Was that PlayStation? It was when the Move came out. What was that sports game they had that came with it where you're shooting and you reach
the PlayStation? Oh, yeah, like the bow and arrow, yeah. And that's right.
I hope they have something like that with the Move controllers or something. That'd be crazy.
I'm sure they will. Like, it showed in the PlayStation world, the VR worlds. Like, there's that one game that you get in there. It's like a heist type of thing. Like,
oh,
guy's
driving
around in a car and you have to actually use it like that.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
But, that game does look good, though. But
that game you're talking about, Brett, the Space Pirate Simulator, Smosh actually played that, and the way they had the, because I remember you were talking about the cords and everything being tangled up around by your feet and stuff, you're worried about that?
Right.
They had theirs, like, cleverly set up, like, I actually like how they did it. They actually had it set up on the ceiling, and they had brackets and stuff set up, and their whole ground and their walls were all green screen. And so, like, when he actually did the footage, it actually, you could see the guy standing in the world and everything, and you could see what that's he cool. sees. It was really cool to see. It was actually really well done.
Well, it's kind of cool that you say that, because I thought about that while I was doing the demo. I was like, what we need to do is run the cables up high and bring them down to the center and give me enough room that I can move around.
Yeah.
Because if I get that set up here, basically the area I'm sitting in right now would be the area I'd set up for my VR. And if I've got that laying around on the floor, I'm going to, you know, take a dodge to the left one time, tangle up my feet, and land on top of my
control,
everything, and destroy the whole damn thing.
Wait till we start demoing stuff and doing videos for the YouTube channel. Like, VR is going to be so funny. I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
Or should we do green screen stuff? It's going
to
be crazy.
I think that what we need to do is we need to all get set up on a particular day and go to go to a Best Buy and all of us experience the Oculus Rift, bring a camera and record it, and then on the same day go to the Microsoft store and all of us experience the Vive and record it all, and then we can each do our own little, you know, breakdown of what we thought was cool about it.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I can confirm the Best Buy on 95th doesn't have it. That came from there.
That sucks, yeah. Yeah. Maybe eventually.
Only Summit does. I'm still the only one I know of.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. We'll have to do something.
There's supposed to be select stores like GameStops and Best Buys that are going to be getting the PlayStation VR demos here soon.
Yeah, I got to try that and check it out. I heard the headset's really comfortable and it has, like, you push a button and it, like, electrically kind of fits. Like, it goes automatically. Yeah.
Comfort's an important thing for something like that. It's going to be strapped to your face for a long period of time. You're going to walk out and having this red circle around your face.
They say it's great for glasses, too, which is nice.
Like, were you playing games?
No. What are you talking about? Nope.
No, I went skiing.
Yeah.
I was skiing.
It's 97 degrees outside.
Yeah, I think VR, from the way we're talking, in my opinion anyways, had a great showing. And I think they did a great job of showing it off, which I think... they could sell us on that, but they've done
it. It's better than that one demonstration they did where those two guys did the live demonstration on stage and they were like trying to throw disc and the other guys wouldn't work, so he was just getting demolished the whole time.
He's like, well, his is broke, and he's just like, but then he's just standing there. I think they learned just to show the trailers and not do live demos anymore because that doesn't
matter. That's what I kind of like about PlayStation's whole experience. It was just go, 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 trailer. A little bit of talking, not much. Trailer.
Right. Yeah, this year's E3 was insane. It was insanely good.
Yeah, it was actually a lot more... they actually showed a lot more than I expected.
Yeah, I even loved seeing Zelda.
Yes. A lot of people are hating on it just because of the whole fact that there was a rumor to where you could be a girl and stuff like that. You could be a female version of Link, but then they deconfirmed that because they're like... it would throw off a lot of the story's timeline and stuff like that. And they're like, well, an easy way to put a girl in there is make it Zelda, but if we're going to use Zelda, what's Link going to be doing? So they're just like, we're just going to stick with, you know, Link.
Right, and Link already looks androgynous. So, I mean, it's like, looks like a female, looks like a male, both at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you're like, hey, Link is a woman and that's what you want to play, then imagine that.
Ignore his grunts.
Yep, that's probably what Garth is like. Link is a woman to me. I like to play as
female. The game is called Zelda. It's Zelda.
A lot of people used to do that back in the day.
I hated it so much. Yeah. The game's called Link's Awakening, for crying out loud.
Yeah, Link to the Past. Get it? All that stuff.
Yeah.
But it looks sick, man.
It looks sick, exactly.
I love the art style. Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing at some people talking about, they're like, this looks like PS2 graphics. Everyone's like, what kind of magical PS2 did you have?
It's true, man.
Like, it's just cool that it's, like, open world. They're making it kind of a little bit more, like, you have to actually survive. You have to, like, make food and all that stuff to, like, get by, get your health back and stuff like that. There's different weapon pickups and stuff like that. Just survivability, open world. It looks sick.
Nice.
Really well done. Nice. I've watched, like, 48 minutes of gameplay for it and just... I was like, man, I want to play this game already.
So cool. Hey, so I was going to jump back to like some horror games real quick. Have you downloaded Siren yet on your PS3?
I have not. I haven't even hooked up my PS3. I forgot that was on there.
Yeah, I was thinking, I know I need to give you your capture card, but I was saying, me and you should do a Let's Play or something of that.
Yeah, we should, dude.
Every episode.
Played that first episode or whatever the hell it was. We should do that.
Yeah, that would be really cool. It's free, why not?
Let me know when you want to do it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'm off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesdays now, so I guess we can do it next week if you like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fuck yeah. Anything else really quick before we plug this and jump out of here?
Just jump on it. I don't think so.
I'm not joking.
A lot of the stuff still like leftover E3 news, really. That's pretty all that I've seen.
I think
so far.
After this week, it's going to be pretty dead for a while with summer and stuff coming up, but.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to play games that you haven't finished. That's what I've been doing.
Catch up on your backlog, man. Perfect time. You got till September, pretty much.
When the child gets here, too.
I'm getting like, so irritated. The one thing I want a release date for, they just won't give it to us, and that's Cuphead. I wanted
a
release date for that game already.
It reminds me a lot of how No Man's Sky did it. They keep showing it. No release date. So hyped, and then we'll eventually get something, though. That's for sure.
Yeah, they just keep giving us a little bit more boss fights and then showing the platforming. And, I mean, it's getting me by, but I was like, man, I just really want to play it. I love the art style of it.
Yeah, that looks fucking crazy. So now great. We know it's an actual platformer, just it's a boss battle.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, gentlemen, I was going to say lady and gentlemen, but lady's not here, Julia. Maybe you can catch us next time. Let's plug the episode and get out of here. Dallas, obviously on your little thing there, people can find you on social media and all that good stuff. Anything else? Anywhere else they can find you?
1 second, because I unplugged my headset.
I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah.
There we go. But, you can find me at PlayStation, Xbox, at Yokozuma666, and you can find me on social media at Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at YokuHXE, as seen here.
Beautiful. And Brett, what about you?
I am Nightfire pretty much everywhere. KNYTFYRE, as can be seen. There.
Don't poke it, please. No. Lovely. You guys will follow me on Twitter, as you can see. Can I get it right? Oh, look at that room. I just guessed. At the kill zone, right there. It's the X kill zone X. I'm on my Twitter more active now. Also, you guys can go over to GamerCade1986. Thank you guys for following. It's awesome. You guys have been doing that a lot lately. Advertised on the Facebook page also. And we went from, 95 followers to 122. So thank you guys. It's awesome. We broke 100. Appreciate it. I've been staying more active on there as well. If you guys want to follow us on the Facebook page, you know the conversation does not have to end here. Go to facebook.com/group/gamercade. It's been pretty hectic over there. A lot of people joining, too. It's cool because people are joining on Twitter. People are joining our Facebook page. It's great. We love it. You guys are... Oh, Dallas left.
Bye, Dallas.
See if we can get him back in here.
See ya.
Really quick before we completely close the show. so it's been great. You guys have been doing that and supporting us. It's awesome. Oh, there he is. Beautiful.
Yeah, just disconnected.
Bye.
Oops. Hello.
That's like what happened to me earlier. Really thank you guys for supporting us. Also, our YouTube, you guys can check out our streams either, like, I'm going to try to do this, like, either every Sunday or Monday, but Father's Day happened on Sunday, so you guys will be able to check us out live every week on Sunday evening on YouTube. We're going to be doing this, so if you guys want to get a live YouTube version that's more convenient for you, then that's awesome. If not, you guys can do podcast services around the world, iTunes, Podcast Addict, whatever, Google Play now, which is cool, so you guys can find our episodes over there, which is awesome. Also, our website, gamercade.squarespace.com, so you guys can go over there and check out all of our goodies. For my PSN, though, real quick, before I forget, X Collects on X, and Xbox and Steam, it's Deadly Hellcast. It's Deadly, H-E-L-G-H-A-S-T. That's it, guys. I appreciate you guys coming. And like I said, Julia couldn't be here, but we'll get her in next time. And we'll have some big announcements and stuff coming up. I'll announce on our Facebook page. So until next time, guys, game on.
Game on.